from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, gentlemen, here's how we'll do this. I will give you some odds for each of the Falcons players and some props, season-long props to look at. I'd like you guys to tell me whether you think they will go over or under. Some of this stuff is really interesting. I've done the research in the back end of this stuff on what I would bet and why and what I think my favorite bet would be. So I'll give that to you at the end. But you mentioned Kirk Cousins' MVP odds. Now, these, believe it or not, have actually come down. They were higher. So some people are starting to move the market on Kirk Cousins. And for this one, just a yay or nay, you think it's worth a small little pizza bet. Kirk Cousins' MVP odds right now are at 30-1. I'll remind you guys that when he had got hurt last year after 8 games, he led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns, was top 5 in quarterback rating, was trending towards having an incredible MVP-type season.
Yeah, he had possibly the best wide receiver core, at least in the NFC. It's worth a pizza bet. I mean, you're betting a buck to win $3,000.
I mean, but let me just put it, the frame in this way. Names that had better odds than Kirk Cousins this year, given what the season he had last
ahead
year.
Of him? Let's see.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, no thanks.
Tua, Brock Purdy, and Jordan freaking Love.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm taking Kirk way before I'm taking any of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I would take Kirk right up there. But I'll say this. If you win the division and win 11 games and Kirk Cousins has a type of year, I think he's MVP all day. And I'll say this. He had Justin Jefferson last year, but Jordan Addison didn't really come into his own until right around the time that Kirk Cousins got hurt.
Yeah,
that's
right.
When he kind of really started becoming
got hurt last year, too.
Yeah, he did. And that's when Addison stepped up.
It is interesting, too. And just to kind of sum that up, Zeno, I do remember looking at the stat, and I don't remember who had it, but as far as incompletions due to wide receiver error last year, I think the Vikings were at the top of the chart. So that is interesting to look at as well.
All right, Kirk Cousins' passing yards this year. This has also gone up because I had an earlier number a couple of weeks ago that was below 3,800.5 passing yards. Now, again, for reference, last year, okay, he had 2,300 yards in 8 games.
I think Tua led the NFL with 4,700 last year. And I do remember Desmond Ritter, his over-under last year was 2,450. And I said, okay, that means that means Vegas thinks he's getting benched. And he did.
I mean,
twice.
The idea that he can't get to that number, just for reference, in 6 years in Minnesota, Kirk Cousins got to 4,000 yards every year except for last year when he got hurt, and the year he only played 15 games, he's finished with 3,600.
I would take the over.
I'm going to actually hopefully take the under. And here's why. I hope that the running game is responsible for more yards in this particular offense, and we don't have to lean on Kirk Cousins throughout every season.
And by the way, the 3 years he was a starter in Washington, he eclipsed 4,000 yards. He should easily go over this number. Kirk Cousins' touchdowns, 26.5. Again, for reference, last year in 8 games, he threw 18. Guys, this is the easiest over in the world. If he doesn't throw 30 touchdowns, that is an insanely – something has gone horribly wrong.
Okay, but you're a Vegas guy like me. Now I'm looking at it going – why is it so low? Now I'm looking at Vegas going, that seems way too easy, right? What is it? What is it that plays back against him in that?
Well, maybe they're banking on him, maybe not the, you know, how healthy he is, or maybe the,
just for reference, okay? Take out last year, his previous 5 years in Minnesota: 29, 33, 35, 26, and 30. And that was on an offense, again, that for 4 years had Justin Jefferson. So the downgrade in talent across the board puts this number where it is.
Take Justin talent. Jefferson out of the mix. You still have, like, right? The downgrade in talent, you have a, I think you have a tight end that could be better than what you had in Minnesota. You have a better running back to me that you could have that you had in Minnesota. You're just missing Jefferson.
Okay. Bijan Robinson. 1,000 rushing yards. He's at 1,000 or 1,050.
I think he's got to go over, because I don't think you have the Cordarrelle Patterson this year that you've had in the past. I think it's a two-headed monster. I don't think there's a third running back getting many carries at all.
He could have 800 or 900 rushing yards and 500 or 600 receiving yards, and that's still a really good
season. I would pick the under, because I don't think Cordarrelle Patterson really ran that many times last year.
All right, two more real quick. My favorite one, Kyle Pitts over 775.5.
Over.
Way over. If you look at T.J. Hockenson and the numbers he had last year and the year before, not being 100% healthy, he should go over that. Last one, over-under, 43.5 sacks for the Falcons.
I got to go under on that. I don't know where those
come
from.
In the last 10 years, the Falcons have eclipsed 40 sacks twice.
Wait, I don't know where those come from if you're going over. That actually makes me happy that the number's that high.
If you're going to be a playoff team, I got to say you got to go over.
I want to get to some more of these in a little bit too, man. So keep some of those in your back pocket. The Falcons conversation will continue. Look, when we come back on the other side of the break, Kevin King, a little bit of a breakout game against the Dolphins on Friday. What does that secondary look like, though, as we begin to move through this preseason and head towards week one? Stick with us on the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.